Bill, why don't you go ahead and open up the questions?
Well, I saw in the box score, they only gave you credit for 100. You look about halfway deep.
Yeah.
5 yards on that one or what?
Yeah, I was 5 yards out. I had to ask the coach about it whenever I saw the stat sheet. I was like, I thought I was in the end zone, and he was like, yeah, you was. I was like, stat sheet only show 100, and I guess he said that's how they do it in college, so that what it was.
Did you ever have any doubt you were going to take it out as soon as you got the football?
I knew as soon as they kicked it, and I ain't mad how deep it was. I was going to come out there and try to make a play.
Does it surprise you when you see the ball coming towards you and it's returnable now? I mean, it seems like a lot of teams trying to avoid you.
Yeah, I was surprised, but glad they did, though.
With that, like Coach said, you just get one chance basically every game. So how important is it to take advantage of that one opportunity?
Really important. That's why whenever they kicked it and I saw I was in the end zone, that's why I came out, because I knew I don't get too many chances, so that's why I had to make the chance and I got it.
Okay. Coach said at the end of the game there, when you guys are driving and you had to come in and play a different position there, right before the timeout, that was part of the reason why. Is there now reason for you to maybe study those other positions that you normally aren't, just in case something like that happens where a guy gets injured and you have to get shoved in there at a random time?
Oh yeah, it's good, like, you know, I guess all the roles of the receiver, like, cause yeah, that's how the offense is. You got it is scheme to where you gotta know like all the positions, so I just gotta go out there and just learn everything and make sure I know what I'm doing.
You feel any added pressure just with the offense struggling a little bit, that you have to make that play
I feel that's my role on the team, so I don't know, I consider to be a playmaker, so I always like want the ball and stuff. So I take the role up on every game, but I just got to make plays.
How disappointing was this loss for the team?
Yeah, real disappointing. It affected a lot of people because we just knew we had to get going and win some games. And we felt we could win these games, and we didn't.
Do you feel at all like this is a make or break game, this next one, just because the schedule gets so tough after this?
I'm not sure, but I know we just got to win this one to be having a chance. I would think that.
What have Monday through Wednesdays been like for you in practice? Are you just basically watching the entire time, or are you doing any sort of work?
I catch a lot of balls. I go running though. Run in the pool and then I go watch practice after.
How painful is that injury? Obviously, I've never had it. What's it? Is it compared to any other thing you've ever had?
Nah. It's a real painful. Can't really put no pressure on it or nothing. And I don't know. It's my first time having it, so I'm not used to the injury. So it's affecting me a little bit.
How tough is that for you, not being able to contribute as much as you'd like to?
Oh, real tough, man. Cause I like to be out there and making plays to help the team to win, and I guess I'm limited by my toes, so it'll affect me a lot.
Coach, so you have to do some voodoo magic on you to get you ready for games. Does that make, you know, Saturday nights and Sundays recording the game is pain even more on those days once the voodoo wears off?
Yeah, it like go back to like when it first started, like after the game, after the medicine, I guess, wore off and stuff, so it make it real painful after the game, though.
Sometimes you hear NFL players have that and stuff, and people who are fans that have never had that injury are like, man, whatever, he's not hurt. Well, I mean, what would you say to those? I mean, it really does hurt, huh?
Yeah, really. Like, you'll never think that a big toe could like limit to you like that, but I realize like it's real tough like with this kind of injury. Like, ain't nothing like I ever had before, so. I just tell nobody don't get a turf toe, man.
Are you surprised the team still kicked to you?
I don't know. I think.
Let me rephrase that. Are you the best return man in the country?
That's what I believe. Yeah, I believe I am. Cause I go out there and try to just every chance I get a kick return, punt return, I go out there and try to make the best of it. So I feel I got a nice unit. Everybody on the team, like, get on their blocks and just give me a, I don't ask for too much, I ask for a little space, and I'll do the rest.
With your playing time limited, does your leadership role increase? I mean, like, guys, like, you seem like you're pretty close with Porter. He's been struggling. You know, he's had a couple big games, but do you take more of a leadership role and talk to these players more, or you just kind of?
See, with me, I'm not really a talk that much. So, but lately I've been like just trying to get everybody going, and I'm trying to take up on that role, like to motivate a lot of people. And so.
Anything else?
Thanks, sir.
All right, thank you.